Oh, like, because when I shot, I expected to make it. So, like, I don't shoot trying to miss.
You are Locked On Raptors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to episode number 823 of Locked On Raptors for Wednesday, November the 11th. I'm your host, Sean Woodley of RaptorsHQ.com. You can find me on Twitter as always, at WoodleySean. You can find the show on Twitter as well, at Locked On Raptors. And you can also subscribe to, rate, and review the podcast wherever you get your podcast. It's very much appreciated when you leave those ratings and reviews. So thank you in advance for doing that. Also, starting today on the Locked On NBA podcast, it is the annual Locked On NBA mock draft. I lied yesterday when I said it was three parts. We got five parts for you running till the end of this week and then Monday, Tuesday next week. I will be in the final installment on Tuesday with pick number 29, but the top picks are going today over on Locked On NBA, so make sure you go tune in. Some fun trades involved in the draft this year. It's always a really fun exercise. We've got the insights of Chad Ford, Jeremy Wu, Brad Rowland, a whole bunch of excellent people as well over there breaking things down. John Hollinger, I believe, is on this episode. And if he's not on that, he's also on Locked On NBA this week, giving a whole bunch of insight on the draft as well. So lots of great stuff for you to check out over on Locked On NBA. Go listen right now or after this podcast. Just listen to this first. Anyway, on today's show, it's part two, as promised, of my conversation with Katie Heindel from back in May, where we went through all of the finalists in the Toronto Star naming competition for the inaugural Toronto Raptors, the expansion Toronto Raptors, I should say. And it was really fun. We kind of looked at a what if as to what might have happened had the team been called any of the other names, like the Tarantulas or the Hogs or the Beavers or whatever. And we finish off that conversation here today with the back half of that list. If you did not listen to this show in May, it's one of my favorites of all time. It's just a really, really fun episode. And if you have heard it before, listen to it again. You watch movies you like twice. Why not listen to a podcast you like twice? It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be back again with typical news and stuff looking ahead to the draft, which is now just a week away, thankfully, and the upcoming trade season. And that'll be all on tomorrow's podcast, and that'll be a fun one. Tomorrow we have Brad Rowland from Locked On Hawks, Brendan Kleen from Locked On Suns, and Gavin Shaw from Locked On Knicks, all jumping on for a segment to talk about how fearful Raptors fans should be of their teams poaching Fred VanVleet after we spoke with Lazarus Jackson on Monday about the Pistons and their Fred VanVleet pursuits. So that'll be fun. That'll be Thursday, so stay tuned for that. But first, let's get to the conversation now. Myself, Katie Heindel, part two of our dive into the team nicknames that were not chosen by the Toronto Raptors and what might have happened had they chosen them. Enjoy. Joining me to conclude our conversation about those names that did lose out and what would have happened had the Raptors adopted those names instead is my basketball co-host and our favorite here. It's Katie Heindel. Katie, what's up?
I'm just really excited not to talk about Hogs again.
Me too. Glad we left that one in the past. So in the interest of symmetry, we talked about five names last time out. There are only four names left on this list because Raptors is, of course, one of the finalist 10 names. But there was one name we mentioned last week that we kind of glossed over that was not part of the final vote but was pretty good and to me is one of the better ones that was suggested at the time. good stuff. My brain is working just fine. It's the Towers. So let's start with Towers, Katie. Toronto Towers, obviously the implication that CN Tower, other tall buildings, things like that. It's a big metropolis. It makes some sense. I like the alliteration of it. What do you think of the name Towers as a sports team name?
I like it if you know that it's specific to the CN Tower, but right. I do think it would be pretty lost in translation. I like the alliteration. It sounds good. But I think, like, also when you think of, like, a lot of other major cities have, like, landmark-style towers.
Right.
So, I don't know. I know why we picked it. But I'm glad they didn't go with this option. Also, to me, like, a building. Like, what is the mascot? It's just a CN Tower. It's the CN Tower.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some potential humor in that.
like an anthropomorphic building, but yeah. I think I'm with you in that it's not very like location specific, just the name Towers. I'm sure the logo would involve the CN Tower somehow, maybe in a way similar to like the Washington Wizards where they have the Washington Monument in there somehow. But I think the name is a little bit nondescript. At the same time, I think there's a lot of potential for like big man nicknames.
True.
And also, you know, maybe not so much now. Maybe the name would have been out of vogue in the 2010s, but in the 90s and aughts, the Toronto Towers, you could apply that to like two big men playing next to each other. That sounds pretty dope to me. Like, you would have had Antonio Davis and Charles Oakley known as the OG Toronto Towers. And then as time went on, it would be like Chris Bosh and Jermaine O'Neal, I guess, or Rasha Nesterovic probably. Or maybe Andrea Bargnani. You'd have Bargnani and Bosh be the two Toronto Towers. And then, you know, you go into Amir Johnson and Jonas Valanciunas as the Towers. And then it kind of goes out of vogue, although they did win the title playing Serge Ibaka and Marc Gasol, the ultimate version of the Toronto Towers. But yeah, I think... The value of the nickname aspects and the alliteration and stuff is kind of outdone by the fact that it's not a very descript name. And I don't know, is Towers intimidating? It kind of is in terms of like if you're using Towers as like a verb, like it towers over something, but it doesn't really work as an object.
If you're like an architect, you're like, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my team. So maybe you'd like tap into a real specific market there. But no, I think like I also think I do think like I was thinking more about the logo potential and like a CN Tower, an anthropomorphic CN Tower like dunking into the Sky Dome is pretty cool. But it's not it's not enough to like build a team around. Also like colorway. You're looking at, because this was also before the CN Tower was lit up by LED lights. So you're kind of looking, at grays, probably blue, and then probably
I think like
just,
a gray and blue. Yeah.
And like maybe a red, because there would be like, like a maple leaf somewhere, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah.
Kind of flat.
It would not certainly pop the way purple and red did at all. I think they might just like maybe go with the city colors, like blue and white to match the Maple Leafs, the Argos, and the Blue Jays, and that's boring to me. So I'm glad that didn't go that way. But that does feel with maybe like some red for like Canadiana in there, which nobody wants. The more I talk about it, the less in I am. Although it is, I think of all the other contenders, the best one. Would you agree with that?
I can't even remember them all off the top of my head, but well, yeah, actually it's like, unfortunately was the second strongest, I think.
Yeah. Of course, last week, to refresh, if you've not listened to Friday's episode, we talked about the Beavers, the Bobcats, the Dragons, the Grizzlies, and of course the Hogs. and we have a few more coming up on today's episode that we will not spoil in case you forgot them, because a surprise is nice. In terms of the success of the team, I do think the Raptors or the Towers go on to some modicum of success. I think they probably have maybe a more sort of consistent run of making the playoffs during the aughts as they lean into the two big man setup and they really sort of pride themselves on always having good big men to resemble the Toronto Towers name. But I think they probably fizzle out at like a second round team at best, like just like a bunch of years in a row. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. Again, I think like it's too much like it's not like a lot of passion involved in like drawing talent to a team sort of with this name. It's like, it's like solid, you know,
It doesn't work against you.
Yeah. It doesn't work against you. You're not going to end up in like the bottom, like five consistently, you know, you'll always be, I think like a top five sort of contender. You'll make the playoffs, but there'll always be a flashier sort of more like passionate team potentially. Mm-hmm.
And I think the idea of like thinking ahead to like the 2010s, LeBronto hits even harder if it's like the entire city of Toronto and its skyline that he's destroying over and over again.
Yeah.
I think that all checks out. We will get back to the nickname fun in just a second, but first I want to tell everybody about Built Bar, which by now you know, it's the best tasting protein bar in the world. It's awesome. I can't talk about Built Bar enough. They rule. And right now they have 6 new flavors joining their original lineup of 12 flavors for you to enjoy. Caramel Brownie, Cookies and Cream, Cherry Barcia, Lemon Almond Cheesecake, Carrot Cake, and Apple Almond Crisp joining their original lineup, which includes the holy grail of Built Bar flavors that I've talked about before. You should get yourself a box of these bad boys. Toffee Almond, get on it right now. They're so, so good. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew as well, and they're great for the health-conscious person. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, and they're great for keto diets as well. In terms of some of the flavors, you've got the coconut almond, for example, with 18 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, and 5 grams of net carbs. And then you've got the cookies and cream, one of the new ones, just 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carbs. On the whole, Built Bars are just far healthier for you, and they also taste a lot better than the Clif Bars or whatever other protein bars are out there. Right now as well, you're going to get a free cooler with your purchase when you go to BuiltBar.com while supplies last, of course. That's promo code LOCKEDON is going to get you that free cooler as well as 20% off of your next order. Once again, promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, Katie, the next name on the list is the Scorpions, the Toronto Scorpions, which is a name that seems like it should be more popular because it's a pretty basic, scary animal, but I can't think of a single team that is called the Scorpions. It's very, like, create a team, an NHL 2004-ass name. Do you have thoughts on the Scorpions as a potential stand-in for the Raptors?
I mean, it's kind of tough. Like a tough sounding name, and I think, but I also think of the like extremely over the top, like kind of like leather metal German rock band, the Scorpions. when I think of this name, so picturing that is very funny because for anyone who doesn't know them, they like love to perform in like leather gear, not just jackets. So picturing that as being an aesthetic somehow, though I think this was probably a decade later than that would have really happened if this happened in like the 80s, you know. I think it could be pretty tough. You're looking at like probably a monochromatic color scheme with a little bit of red, because you can't really go southwest because it doesn't make sense in Toronto, so you can't go like a southwest style. It's like, again, not really of a place. I think there are scorpions, maybe, in Ontario.
I don't think so.
Let's see. Maybe like small ones. Maybe like, let's see.
I know my brother, who is a herpetologist and a guy who collects bugs. He one time came home from like a rare animal show and had a scorpion, like a very poisonous one. He came downstairs, looked at me and my fiance and said, hey, I bought this scorpion. Don't tell mom. It's very poisonous. And as the person who slept in the bedroom next to him, I was not feeling it, but I was not going to snitch on him because I'm a good brother. But that's the only scorpion I've seen in Ontario.
Oh, you know what we do have? They're like, they're called pseudo scorpions. They are like a little crab bug that's almost the size of a tick. They don't suck your blood, but they have these weird little like scorpion hands. So we have
pincers?
That. Yeah, we have that.
Scorpion hands.
Scorpion hands.
That's a good band name.
Anyway, no, I don't know. Like, what would you be playing in the arena? They'd be pumping in like, even though this doesn't make sense because it's a rattlesnake, I feel like there'd be like a rattling kind of sound.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I bet the mascot would be called like Stinger.
You know the sound when like knives are being sharpened and it's like, ting, 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 ting? That's kind of like pincer sounds.
Yeah.
I think that would be it. Yeah. I think like their hashtag would be like catch the sting or something like that, which just sounds heinous. I also think the color scheme, we might be looking at some like Ed Hardy ass jerseys with scorpions. Like, it's very bro-y to me. And we could be looking at like some like electric greens and Monster Energy being the like the jersey sponsor. I don't care for that aesthetic at all. The logo, I think there's some interesting things you could do, because the scorpion, the way the S kind of swoops over, you could have like a stinger coming off of the top of the S maybe in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's some things you can do artistically there, but no, it doesn't do it for me at all. I don't want to be listening to Rock You Like a Hurricane instead of Money City Maniacs as
the 100% do.
Instead of Money City Maniacs?
Yeah, I hate Money City Maniacs, dude.
What?
I think we've talked about this. I hate that is a song that, like, not just the Raptors have leaned into, but, like, a lot of other sports teams have.
Sorry to say, Katie, but that song whips ass.
No, it's not good. agree to disagree.
Fine. Do the Toronto Scorpions have any sort of success in the NBA?
No, I think they do, but I think this is a team that a lot of guys will betray you and leave.
Yeah.
Much like a scorpion's stinger when you're not paying attention.
I kind of think you're just asking for relocation to like New Mexico,
yeah,
or something
that
like
too.
That. Yeah, it's like a name designed for the next city it's going to be in. Like kind of the inverse of the Grizzlies. Which bums me out. Yeah, I don't think this team gets off the ground. I think like Damon Stoudemire asked for a trade sooner. I think Vince Carter dogs it sooner. Yeah, it doesn't do it for
the
me.
The mascot
at all.
Could still hatch out of an egg.
Definitely could do. Could it?
Don't they?
Okay. This is maybe the people who are smart. My brother is probably.
Or is it a larvae?
Like, what are you talking about?
Is it a larvae?
How are scorpions born?
Scorpion egg.
It might be eggs. It might just be live young, no? Oh, yeah. Unlike insects, which lay eggs, scorpions give live birth. They're like spiders.
Interesting.
Ugh, this looks horrifying. There's like
disgusting. Yeah, I look too.
Are you looking at the image of the little white, colorless scorpions on the back?
I'm out.
Well, now I think we know who the little balas are, or like the the small little scorpions, or like these baby white scorpions who are doing.
They ride in on the
pincers.
Back of the other scorpion.
Oh my
mascot.
God! Okay, maybe the scorpions is a good team name. Oh, and I do think there would be jokes about the Raptors and their playoff losses if they were the scorpions and they were to make the playoffs. I feel like they would flame out horribly. And then people would say, this team has no spine. This team has no exoskeleton. Like, what is wrong with this team? That's how it would go. Yeah. Let's carry on.
Set ourselves up for that one.
Let's carry on to the next one. The closest, I guess, in relation to the actual Toronto Raptors name, the Toronto T-Rex. Boy, I hate this, Katie.
It's very funny, though, because, like, I don't know. You're like, okay, obviously, dinosaurs don't play basketball, but picturing at least the first, like the old school raptor with its toe claws poking out of the sneaker and like it's holding the ball, but then like picturing a T-Rex with its tiny arms. So you're setting yourself up for a failure. It's like not a bad name, but you're like visually it doesn't work. And I think like you're really setting yourself up to get like extremely riffed on badly, to be like, no wonder they couldn't close. No wonder that nobody on that team can dunk. Like, no wonder, like all of that. Like, no wonder there's no wingspan because you've got these stubby little arms.
I can imagine the T-Rex mascot is the same guy in a very similar outfit, but there are no arm slots. It's just two small little like nubbins that come out that are just part of the shirt, basically. And then the arms are just like in a straitjacket inside the costume. And that leads to lots of fun when, you know, he's going downstairs on a skateboard and things like that, but probably ends horribly. And there is no dunking at all to be. You can't dunk if you have T-Rex arms. It's just not physically possible. You're going to smack your head off of the rim when you try to do that. The color scheme, do you think they probably just go similar purple and red?
I think they would for some reason, like green always seems to win out.
Right.
With T-Rexes, even though I don't know that they actually were green, they were like brown, like most dinosaurs, because the raptor also wasn't purple and red.
Yeah, I see what you're saying on the colors. The green, it does feel like a lot of, like the dragons was also very green. I feel like beavers, you could work in some forest green as well. I'm glad that it didn't work in green. I like green in a jersey, but not in the team that I like, because I feel like that would get old. I kind of like it on a team that's coming into town. So glad that didn't end up happening. In terms of success for the team, Katie, you know, one version of the dinosaur team won the NBA title. Does another version of the dinosaur team win an NBA title?
Why couldn't they just... They could have called them, like, the terror lizards.
I wish they had now.
I wish they did, too. But, no, I think, like, this is another team where, you know, people could make the joke that the team became a bunch of geckos or, like, you know, it didn't hold up to, like, pressure or scrutiny. Because at least with the Raptors, yes, it's a dinosaur, but it's not, like, supposed to be the most fearsome, like, you know, arguably, like, king of the dinosaurs that then chokes. So, no, I don't know. I don't think this one is, like... I can't say why, like exactly why. This is just my feeling, my intense feeling, apparently. But like, even though it runs really parallel to the Raptors now, I just think it would be a completely different experience.
They're very different, right? Like, Raptors are pack hunters. They're quick. They move like strategically. It makes sense for a basketball team. Whereas it's like the animal version of Jazz as a basketball team name. Whereas T-Rex is like a solo hunter that's cumbersome and slow and, you know, maybe makes sense for like a tall tennis player if you were going to like nickname a tennis player, but doesn't really make sense, I don't think, for a basketball team. And they don't hunt in packs. At least that's not what we're told. So, yeah, I think it goes a little bit less successfully. I don't think they relocate or anything like that, but I do think it is much more fodder for like Barney jokes and stuff like that. Like, I think they're yes. a horribly made fun of team by the time we get to 2020 being called the T-Rex. And they may even, if they go through a similar spell where they're bad, and I think this was a consideration just before the Raptors got good and they couldn't really change in the middle of an upward trajectory, like, they were pretty close there, I think, to just becoming the Toronto Huskies again. And I think T-Rex might have actually been changed over to Huskies at some point because it is a weak-ass name.
Yeah, it's just going to say, it's like, it's a cumbersome team to me. It's cumbersome because of, like, the name and the imagery, and, like, I just can't see, like, really getting behind a team called this in the same way. Like, either psychically, you know, or even just, like, really wanting to associate myself.
Yeah, it's also, like, T-Rex is very, like, not pluralizing, I'm not a huge fan. So they're just one T-Rex. It's a very like isolation heavy style of team, it sounds like. And I just it doesn't work at all. Bad name. Glad they didn't go with that. Raptors are cooler. The next name on the list, we've already spoken about one arachnid here, Katie. The Toronto Tarantulas. What do you think of the Toronto Tarantulas?
This obviously scared the shit out of me when I was a kid, and I didn't vote for it because it was too scary. Honestly, though, now, in terms of, like, alliteration, it sounds pretty good. It doesn't really make sense for a basketball team because you're like, oh, I'll kill this bug, you know?
Yeah.
It's... The jersey... No, the jerseys, to me, would be, like, what? Probably, like, black and orange?
Definitely, I think, is an orange for sure. Yeah. Yeah, like Halloween colors. Yeah, you're right.
Halloween. It's a Halloween-ass team. Which would be fun around Halloween.
Yeah, like really how good in the first month of the season. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be like, yeah, that my spooky team's back. But then you're like, oh, it's May, and I'm stuck with this, like, Halloween team or like in the Christmas, but that might be fun, like in the Christmas Day game, to have the one like outlier team that's like hellbent on Halloween.
I suppose you could do some sort of like tropical coloration because they are found in the Amazon, so you could go with like a forest green and then mix in some like bright accents like poison dart frog orange or like electric green or purple, something along those lines. But it does seem more likely they would opt for the spooky Halloween colors. My biggest concern with tarantulas is the mascot, because first of all, I have a couple concerns. One, it seems like a scarier name than it actually is. Tarantulas, if you're not aware, are like very scary if you're a bird or a small insect, but their venom is not all that dangerous to human beings. And so I think you kind of, like, it's tough up front, but a little bit soft on the inside, and ultimately not much of a threat. And I think that could, you know, seep into the energy of the team. Whereas, like, Raptors is like, oh, shit, this thing's going to eat my face off. Clever girl, all that stuff. It's, like, outwardly terrifying. Also, with a mascot, you get the idea of, like, I mean, I guess this could be fun, maybe, where it's, like, the raptor, the guy who's in the raptor costume walking, doing, like, a crab walk at all times, and it's, like, a flat mascot. It could kind of break ground being, a close-to-ground eight-legged mascot. Does that make sense?
Sure, yeah. That's really scary to picture, though.
It doesn't have any arms to, like, carry the big flags or anything like that. It's not dunking at all. It's just kind of stalking around the stands looking for children.
It would constantly be, like, getting stuck on things, too, right? Like, its legs would just be getting, like, jammed up in, like, doorways or, like, caught on chairs or, like, ripping people's, like, hats from their heads, which would be kind of funny.
I just got the image of, like, a net that hangs from the bottom of, like, the rafters. That's just, like, just below the Jumbotron, maybe. And then one of the gags of the mascot is that he goes out and, like, crawls on the net and, like, spins, like, a web mesh around, like, a victim or something like that. Like, oh, my God, every day it's the mascot of the other team that he's, like, wrapping up and sucking the juices out of. Ugh, no, I'm good. Like, poor Hooper just getting, like, ensnared in the web of the tarantula. And it's getting real dark and graphic. And yeah, I'm sorry I put that image into everybody's mind. Are the Toronto Tarantulas successful as a basketball enterprise?
Yeah, I could see them actually being successful. I could see, yeah, I could. Like, all Halloween jokes aside, something about, like, I don't know. It would be, I think, a team with, like, pretty decent chemistry. They work together, you know, combining all their many legs into one creature. They'd have a lot of reach. I feel like they have a lot of traps. Obviously, I'm just taking things I associate with spiders and applying them to a basketball team. But out of, like, some of the other, like, clear failure options, I feel like this one's not so bad.
Honestly, thinking back to the champion Raptors of last season, the way in which they played defense, where they would trap a lot, they did have a lot of length and were just kind of in your business all the time. That is very tarantula energy. And so I could see them sort of defining themselves as, like, the defensive team by which all other defenses are measured. And that would be cool. Their offense might struggle, I think, a little bit. But yeah, I there's a little bit of potential there. Do they win a title? I'm not so sure. But, like, they are certainly known. They're kind of, I would imagine, like the inverse of the 7 seconds or less Suns, where they're known for changing the game offensively. Maybe the Tarantulas are, like, the defining defensive team of a generation that changed the way the NBA operates for the next decade to come.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, but I mean, defense, yeah. I know everyone's like, defense wins championships. It does, but you also need to play offense. So I think that this team would, be like a defensive nightmare, but I don't know. They would be okay, but I don't know if they would
scrapping and clawing to win game 71-69, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. So not bad. I think Tarantula is probably right behind. What was the one we said was okay? Towers, right behind Towers. Reject names that were pretty all right. And then lastly, we come to maybe my least favorite because it has such college energy. And it's just a very weak-sounding team name. The Toronto Terriers. No, thank you. What say you, Katie Heindel, to the Toronto Terriers?
This, to me, is almost like some World War II-style team. Like, in World War II, I mean, like...
Like the name of a battalion?
Yeah, or like a platoon of guys that, like, get together. They're like, oh, we got some downtime. We're going to play a game of pickup, or, like, I mean, they wouldn't be playing basketball. They'd probably be playing, I don't even know. It's like a very, to me, it's like too reminiscent of, like, our recent, I don't know, being more involved in a monarchy. It's like, I don't like it for those reasons. It's like very antiquated to me. Like aside from just like the connotations of like a small yapping dog. I guess like terriers are like pretty good at, depending on what type of dog it is, at being like, I don't know, hunting out like vermin and like tracking and finding things. But no, this is too much of like, I just think of like a jersey almost made entirely out of like doilies or like tea cozies. Like that's where my head goes. That's where my head goes with this.
A jersey that needs a, like a haircut every like week or something like that. It, yeah. Where, like, it has like growing.
Just
it's like
kind
chia,
of embarrassing.
Chia jerseys.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That is horrifying to think of. The, yeah, like there are, I guess there are some sort of like decent looking terrier dogs, but none of them are imposing. They're all pretty like nice looking dogs. Even like Welsh terriers, which are a little bit bigger. They just seem like very docile and friendly. And I just, it doesn't seem to work for a basketball team to me. To me, Toronto Terriers, have you ever been in a fantasy league with like an older person and you're like with your younger friends and there's an older person who's in the league and like all your younger friends have like fun pun names as their fantasy team names. And then someone older is just like, I don't know, the Toronto Terriers. And just, that's their fantasy
yes.
team name. And it makes, it's just so lame. That's what this feels like to me. Also, it's the name of like a dozen college basketball teams, which get that out of here, please.
Is it really? That's surprising to me.
It's got to be. Yeah. All right. How many college basketball teams named Terriers? Here we go. What college team is the Terriers? You've got Wofford. You've got... wait, that's the only one? There's got to be more than that. Come on. You keep talking. I'll find this.
are these British teams? I feel like they might be.
Yeah, okay, so we got five, actually. We've got Boston University, we got Hiram University, we've got St. Francis University, Thomas University, and Wofford, all the Terriers. Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, just like extremely white or something.
It's like very Bulldogs adjacent, which is, again, just so terrible. Also, there's apparently a team in Lindsborg, Kansas, called the Bethany College Terrible Swedes.
Like, I mean, I like that.
Swedes as in the people.
I do like that. If you're gonna get out there, like, go all the way out there. And Terriers is not is not really exploring that.
Are there any other names? I think we've established that the Terriers get contracted within 3 years because they're weak-minded and terrible. And Isaiah Thomas, I mean, he might stick with the team and run it further into the ground than he already did. So, like, the first few years of the team are tumultuous as the Terriers. Do you have any other thoughts on it before we get into sort of other name talk?
No.
Yeah. It's bad. Screw it. Get it the hell out of here. Were there any other names? Are there any other names that, like, you've heard in passing for teams that might work for the Raptors, or is Raptors kind of perfect? Because I'm kind of there. I think it's pretty perfect and I have no real like desire to change it up, but I don't know. I know some people have always had like the whole Barney thing and they find it's, you know, not perfect, but I think it's a wonderful team name. I think dinosaurs are cool, Jurassic Park or otherwise. Jurassic Park's a kick-ass movie. I don't like, why would you have a problem with that? I don't know. What are your thoughts on Raptors as the name, and do you have any other options that could work?
I always did like Huskies, but I do think it's like not pro or like polished enough. Like it's not specific enough, right? Like it is still a general name.
Name of my elementary school.
Yeah. I mean, I do like the weird sweating, like out of shape Husky panting on like the old, like I really like that as like just an image, but it's also like, I like that cause it's funny. And it's like not a strong, it's not a strong look to like continue to win championships. Right. I think the Raptors is good. Cause like, obviously it was extremely of a time, but it also has lent like since that time, it's like aged surprisingly well. It's pretty unique, like in terms of like names. Obviously it's like not Toronto related, but I also think that's fine because sometimes that can clearly backfire, you know, when you like become too like geo geolocal in your naming of your sports teams. It's like kind of tough. It's kind of cool. It gave a lot of opportunities for like interesting merch, and like the color scheme is like, I think it's like pretty original and unique. And like it's shown that it can like survive, ironically, being a dinosaur. It can survive like many new iterations and kind of like thrive, you know, from like generation to generation. So I think it's a good name. Like I can't, I also can't think of another, another name. So I think it's like
Toronto Smoke is the other one.
Yeah, I like that. I guess it's like pretty amorphous, but I think maybe for like, to your point, if there's like ever a WNBA team, that would be a great name. But in terms of like Raptors, Raptors are it.
Yeah, it's a good ass name, and I'm very glad they opted with that, because yes, the fact that we have 25 years of Raptors history probably colors our impressions of all of these names, and if it was 25 years of Scorpions history or Hogs history, we might have a bit more of an affection for the name, but but I think Raptors was the right choice. I'm glad that people picked it. I'm glad Jurassic Park was popular, and it's, I have no desire to see it go anywhere. I do think they could maybe use a bit of a rebrand on the logo, at least. It's kind of like the logo right now, when it first came out, just like the ball with the claw marks, it was subtle and understated and nice and kind of the time 5 years ago when everything was understated and in circles. But I kind of think maybe we're due for a bit of a go back to the original logo. Maybe not the exact same thing, but more Raptor imagery seems like it could be in the cards pretty soon here. Do you agree?
Yeah, I miss that little raptor that was like clinging to the ball, you know, like the one that's like kind of like coiled around it. I liked that guy.
They have that guy in one of the corners on the alternate court, so maybe they like adopt that and bring it back. I'd be very down for that. I think it's I would be okay with some purple back in the mix too, as like a full time color, not just an alternate jersey as well. But there's endless possibility. I'm not surprised that we spent about an hour total talking about this stuff, because I could talk about this for days. All right, that is the end of the re-air of the chat about the names that the Raptors did not end up choosing back in the early 90s through the Toronto Star voting competition. It was lovely having Katie on, lovely reliving that, because it was, again, one of the more fun episodes we've ever done. That does it for today. Thank you so much again for tuning in, as always. Tomorrow, like I promised earlier on in the show, we've got Brendan Kleen from Locked On Suns, Brad Rowan from Locked On Hawks, and Gavin Shaw from Locked On Knicks jumping on to talk about their teams and their potential Fred VanVleet pursuits and how fearful Raptors fans should be of those three teams throwing a ton of money at Fred. I think every single day I grow a little bit more confident that Fred's going to be back, but it's worth talking to these wildcard teams that have some money to burn and could get crazy and throw a ton of money at Fred VanVleet. So that'll be tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, we will talk to you on Thursday with another episode of Locked On Raptors.